Turning towards difficulties. So we begin, as always, by settling ourselves, grounding ourselves, feeling the weight of our bodies sink into the support, wherever we're sitting or lying. Having this sense of sitting like a mountain, firmly connected into the support of the earth, and with our heads and shoulders like the peak of a mountain, stretching towards the sky, allowing ourselves to be held. And then feeling your breath. Letting your attention follow each breath as it enters the body through the nose or through the mouth and passes down into the chest and into the belly. The gentle rise and swell. Letting your breath and the sensations around it be an anchor point, a safety point, always there to come back to. To settle us when we feel unsettled. To focus us when we feel scattered. And it may be as we sit here that our attention is continually drawn towards a certain thought or a certain emotion. Maybe something that we find difficult to deal with, something that's bothering us. And in this practice, we're going to approach it in a different way. Instead of noticing the thought and the feeling and then coming back to the sensations of our breath, we're going to experiment with what happens if we turn our attention towards the difficulty and the sensation it creates in the body. So letting a difficulty, a worry, a fear, a disagreement, something quite small, letting it rest on the workbench of your mind. And if nothing identifies itself, then maybe thinking back to a small challenge or a difficulty that's been around for you recently. Maybe a disagreement, an injustice, something that you feel a little uncomfortable about. And just for a moment or two, holding the picture of that difficulty in your mind's eye, letting it be there, not pushing it away. And if you hold the thought of this difficulty, this challenge in your mind's eye, dropping your attention down into your body and just noticing any sensation that might be attached to what you're thinking about. It might be a churning in your tummy, a tightness in your muscles, a heaviness in your chest, might be quite subtle. Just noticing any sensation in your body. And then exploring that sensation, coming up close to it. Imagine you could take your breath there. You could breathe into the sensation with your in-breath and soften away from it with your out-breath. Does it stay the same? Does it change? What does it feel like, this sensation, when you think about a challenge that you're facing? Breathing into it on the in-breath and out from it on the out-breath. Remembering we don't have to like these sensations. But just for these few moments, can we allow them to be there? We can even say to ourselves, I don't like this feeling, but because it's here, can I just let it be here for a moment? Exploring. Breathing into the edges of it, and any time the sensation feels too intense, we just come back to the breath in the belly. And after a moment or two, if the sensation has faded, you can bring that same difficulty back into your mind, or you might choose another one. And again, just let it rest in your mind, and then drop your attention down into your body. What can you feel this time? Is the sensation warm or cold? Does it move around your body? Does it stay the same? Can you breathe into it with the in-breath right up to the edges? And then soften away from it. Just letting it be. Being curious. And then let those sensations go. And draw your attention back to your body sitting here. And the gentle breath moving in and out of your body. Letting each in-breath bring with it a calming sense, a quietness. And each out-breath, carrying away any tension, any stress. Just this breath. And this one. And this one.